passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. Viagra has been hailed as a solution to a limp sex life, and there are plenty of people who swear by it. But if you'd rather avoid the drugs and opt for a natural alternative, what are your options? Dr. Harold Geyer is a naturopathic physician.
There is, specifically for Viagra. Viagra does PDE5 inhibition. That's the sort of technical part, phosphodiesterase 5 inhibition. Now, there is a herb, it's called the horny goatweed, which Epimedium sagittatum, which has been shown to do exactly that, the same effect as Viagra or Levitra or Cialis, any of these well-known brands.
Is it safe?
Yes, these are all absolutely safe. You'd get side effects with some of the standard products that are available through the pharmacy, all kinds of side effects, stomach problems, heart problems and so on, and don't get that with this. That should be taken together with a few other things. You've got to have something that actually helps to stimulate sexual desire. There is a herb called maca, M-A-C-A, that's the vernacular, Lepidium mayeni, which has been shown to significantly augment sexual desire and increase both semen output and serum testosterone levels. You'd like to also counteract any obstructive, benign prostatic enlargement, which happens with age with most men. The well-known saw palmetto, Serrano repens, that will do that for you. If you want to regulate the energy metabolism, you can use what is referred to as Siberian ginseng, although it's not actually a ginseng, and that also helps with endurance and stamina. And stimulating the erectile function, there's a herb which is also well known. It's the Korean ginseng. That's a real ginseng, Panax ginseng, as it's called. Trials have been done on all these things that I've mentioned here and have been repeated, so this is fine. To top up sort of essential nutrients, because the way we eat, we miss out on a lot of micronutrients and a lot of other things. There is the Siberian pine kernel oil, which gives you a plethora of vitamins and minerals and also the micronutrients, bioflavonoids and lignans and so on. And then, you know, gives you what you use up in the exertion.
You speak as though somehow, you know, these all work sort of brilliantly well as we are led to believe that drugs work. Is that fair? I mean, do you just take them and, hey, presto, it's kind of working?
You could get some of these things in combination so that you know, it's just a matter of taking, say, two capsules and a bit of the oil. You find that you feel the effect about 40 minutes, 50 minutes later.
Can you overdose on the stuff? I mean, could you get too excited and take too much?
Yes, you can overdose on everything. You can overdose on water. You know, yes. There are dosages. This should be done actually under the care of a registered herbalist or a registered naturopath. You shouldn't try and do it on your own. In fact, many of these things you wouldn't even know where to find.
Are there any contraindications?
High blood pressure is probably the one contraindication, because there may be times when, you know, you become very active and could drive up your blood pressure a little bit. That may just be too much in your particular case. So high blood pressure would be a contraindication.
And are these really designed for male libido, or in fact do they work just as well on women?
Maca, the sexual desire one, works equally on women and on men. But the PDE5, which is the first one that I mentioned, that has been compared to Viagra and Levitra, it really only works for men.
Do you think there are certain things that we could do that, I mean, regardless of taking herbs and things like that, but actually just things we could do in our lives that would perhaps bring back that sexual energy if we feel that it's lacking a bit?
A good diet. There are lots of things that we do wrong. Some of us drink too much coffee. Some of us drink too much alcohol. There are lots of things that we do that have a draining effect on our system, and we lose some of the nutrients and things. And very gradually, this has a wearing down effect. Lifestyle change is very often a big feature.
Generally speaking, is it fair to say that it's going to affect you more as you get older? That, in a sense, you just can't really help that?
I think that would be true, but I can tell you that with this combination that I've just been speaking about, I've got people, all of them are sort of 70 plus, and they thank me for a very satisfying, and so do their wives and partners, satisfying sex life, where it had been pretty dead before.
That's naturopathic physician Dr. Harold Geyer.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.